the Great Temperas. Still in Verona, in 1918, Cossarotti began the amazing series of large tempera paintings, which continued after his move to Turin. With these works, he developed that unmistakable style that would come to define him as the creator of desolate, introspective interiors, where the anguished figures become interpreters of the malaise in Italian society during the early post-war period. But these paintings also reflect the personal discomfort of the artist, stemming from the tragic loss of his father, who died by suicide in September 1917. The portrait of Teresa Madinelli Venezianticipates, through its perspectively inverted space, in the geometric chessboard pattern of the floor, and in its austere tones, the later portrait of Maria Anna Delisi. In this case, we are not looking at a real portrait, but rather an imaginary one, set within the artist's studio. The looming perspective, the white edges of the canvases, the pedestals, and the black columns become unsettling presences in this metaphysical space. The mysterious allure of this masterpiece is further enhanced by the brilliant inclusion of the head of Ada, the most beautiful of the few sculptures made by Cossarotti, which can be compared to the girl full of love by his friend Arturo Martini. The distressing perspective of portrait of Teresa Madinelli is echoed in The Wait, where a sorrowful figure appears in a desolate domestic interior, furnished with humble everyday objects and a series of bowls. This motif, dear to Cossarotti, also appears in Girl and in Mourning, where a family unclosed in its own grief reflects on its familial microcosm, composed solely of women, shaken by the death of their father. A sense of frost, futile expectation, and resigned silence permeates the tragic and solitary figure of the man of the barrels, locked in his sleep. The unnervingly inclined floor seems to overturn the man and the barrels into nothingness.